Okay, so you're up to Sif Gimel, Harosh. First of all, I mean, this is not Negea yet, because we're up to Simon Chapei. I thought we were up to Lamed Beis, but once we get up to Lamed Beis, which could be like tomorrow or something, so I would very strongly recommend if anybody could get a hold of this Mishnah Berurah. It's a very good idea. Mishnah Berurah, Pe'er Halacha, El Hilchas Tefillin. It's put out by a fellow named David Hirsch, and it has zillions of pictures, which will help explain the material, because a lot of the material is almost impossible to understand without those pictures. But again, that's only when we get up to Simen Lamed Beis. So at the moment, we're in Simen Chaf Hei Seif Gimel. Harosh, Haya Mesader HaBrachas Ad Oiter Yisrael B'Tifara V'Oz Haya Miniach Tfilin U'Mevarach Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. So the Rosh, there are some people, I think, who are still naig this way, although the minig has generally fallen by the wayside. His minig was that he would say Birchas HaShachar prior to putting on his tefillin, and then he would put on his tefillin right before he got up to the bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara, and then he would put on his tefillin. The reason for that is because tefillin are called pe'er. So tefillin, when one says Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara, right? So what is Sifara? What's Pe'er? Pe'er is Tefillin. And that's why the Rosh had that minig to bring out the bracha, right? Similar to what it says when you put on your shoes, Amechem Mitzadei Gover, right? All the brachas are made, also we call Tzarki, all the brachas are made before a person does that act, so the same thing would apply with the Tefillin. Sif Dalet. Tzarech sheyu tefillin alav b'shas kriyashma u'tfila. One must have his tefillin on when saying kriyashma and tefillah. That's meaning the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. What this means is l'chol ha'poches b'shas kriyashma u'tfila. Obviously, we are meant to have a tefillin on for the entire davening. One should not take the tefillin off l'chatchila until after aleinu. But at the very minimum, if somebody has various reasons why it's hard for him to wear his tefillin, he could have stomach issues or the like, at the very least, he should try and have his tefillin on for Kriya Shema and Shmoyne Esrei. See if, hey, Yechavin b'hanachosam shetzivon. Now, this is very important. A lot of people, this halacha that we're about to learn is a very not well-known halacha, and it's important to pay attention to it. Yechamin b'hanachasam she'tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahaniach arba parashis elu she'yesh b'hem yichud shemoi v'yitzia shemayim al hazroya keneged halev v'al harosh keneged hamoyach. Person, when he puts on his tefillin, it's not enough just to put them on. In other words, it's not often that you find the kavana behind a mitzvah is brought in Shulchan Aruch. You find it by sukkah, you find it in a few other places, but it's rare that the Mechaber goes to the trouble of speaking out the kavana that one should have when doing the mitzvah. So by tefillin, the kavana, when putting on the tefillin, is an integral part of the mitzvah. So what is that kavana? That a person should be mechaven, that he's putting on the four parashiyas of tefillin, which, by the way, are Kaddish, V'hoya Ki V'yacha, Shema, and V'hoyam Shemaya. Kaddish Likol B'chor Petr Klerechem, V'hoya Ki V'yacha, Shema Bahayim Shemaya. The reason why we put on those four parashiyos, we'll see in Siman Lamed Beis, the reason why those four parashiyos are the ones that are in the tefillin is because those are the four parashiyos that mention tefillin. So since those four parashiyos mention tefillin, that's why that's the mitzvah. That's where it's found. So those are the four parashiyos that are in the tefillin. So again, a person should be mechaven when he's putting on the four parashiyos, that these parashiyos have in them Yichud Shemoi, V'yitzias Mitzrayim, and he's putting it on al hazroya keneged halev, on his arm opposite the heart. There's a halacha which we'll see soon that when putting on the tefillin should be actually tilted inward a bit, and the idea is that it should be mamish keneged halev. The kesher on the bias should be mamish keneged halev. Obviously, that'll only apply to a right-handed person who's wearing tefillin on his left hand, so he'll have the kesher opposite his heart. Val harosh keneged hamoach, on the head, by the brain. Kadesh nizkar nisim v'niflois, right? Obviously, the central elements of a person, of a human being, are the heart and the brain. And the reason why the tefillin are put over there is in order that a person should recall the nisim v'neflois sha'asa imanu, shehei mayrim al yichudai, the nisim v'neflois that Hashem did with us and for us, which exemplify and show and bring out the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness, the wholeness, the onlyness, if there is such a word, which I'm sure there is not, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asher lo hakoyach v'hamemshala be'elyonim uvatachtonim. He is the one who controls the upper spheres and down here on this world. Lasos behem kirtzonai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do in the olamos ha'elyonim and on this world whatever he wants. V'yishtabid l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'neshama shehi b'mayach. And a person should be mishabid his neshama, which is in the brain, right? Many of us, if you would ask, where's the neshama? People would think the neshama is the heart. No, says the Mechaber, the neshama is in the brain. V'gam ha'lev shehu ikar ha'tayves v'hamachshavis. A person's base desires come from the lev. V'hamachshavis, and the thoughts that a person has also don't come from the brain, they come from the heart. This is a fascinating mechaber, right? By recalling when putting on the tefillin every day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the upper spheres and the lower spheres, and we're being meshabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that will help a person, obviously, keep in mind Hashem, the yamit hana'osav, and not too much olam haza. You know, a person will have a certain amount of control over his desires for material matters, base matters, and so forth. V'yaniach shal yad, tchila. Okay, so that's the kavana. Now you see how it's a fascinating thing, how he includes it all in one sif. The kavana, knows you would think that the kavana, you know, that's a nice thing to have kavana, but but how do I put tefillin on? That's like another thing. You see from the Mechaber here, he puts it all together. It's mamish like one halacha, part of putting on, the part of the physical act of putting on tefillin is the kavana that one is meant to have when doing so. V'yaniach shal yad, tchila, first put on the shal yad, v'yavarech lahaniach tefillin. So there's an interesting ha'ara here, which you have by mezuzah also. Why does it say v'yaniach shal yad tchila, v'yavarech lahaniach? If you put on, you're supposed to make the bracha before you put on the shal yad. Why does it say you put on the shal yad and then you make the bracha? And it says the same thing by mezuzah. It says that you kaveya the mezuzah on the doorpost, and then you make the bracha. What are you talking about? You always have to make a bracha over las yos, and you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So Rav Osner explains that the pshat is that when it says that you put the mezuzah on the doorpost and then you make the bracha, what that means is that you don't affix the mezuzah on the doorpost and then make the bracha. It means you put the mezuzah on the doorpost. You hold it there with your hand. Maybe you screw in like one swirl of the nail, and then you make the bracha and you put it in kavua. So the same thing over here, the Mechaber is saying, v'yaniach shel yad tchila, you put the shel yad on your hand, v'yavarech, you make the bracha, and then you tighten it and you'll do everything else that we'll see as the halachas go along. But it doesn't mean that you should actually put on your shel yad and then make the bracha. V'yaniach shel yad tchila, v'yavarech lahaniach tefillin, v'achakach yaniach shel rosh, v'lo yivarech. This is the minig of the Sfardim. This is what the Gain held as well. So there's quite a few people that have this minig to put on the tefillin shel yad with a bracha and the tefillin shel rosh without a bracha. I believe Rabbi Yashiv was naig this way also. Ki im bracha achas l'shteim. You don't make a bracha on the shel rosh. You just have one bracha which goes on both the shel yad and the shel rosh, and that bracha would be lohaniach. And then you put on the shel rosh without a hefsek and without a bracha. Says the Rama, v'yesh ha'imrim levarech al shel rosh. Others disagree and they say, no, you make two brachas. One bracha lahaniach on the shel yad and one bracha al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. Afilu lo hefsek b'intayim, even if one has not been mafsek between them. What the Rama means to say is that you would think that you're supposed to put on the shel yad with a bracha lahaniach and then put on the shel rosh without a hefsek. And then you only need one bracha. If you make a hefsek, then you would have to make a bracha on the shel rosh as well. So the Rama is saying, no, even without a hefsek, you make two brachas. That's the way it's meant to be. V'toyv lo mertamid achar ha-bracha ha-shniya baruch shem kavod malchusay lo ilam voed. Now, so there's a huge discussion in the Achrayim. Why is one saying baruch shem kavod malchusay lo ilam voed? Usually, we say Baruch Hashem Kavod Melech Yisrael Ein Avad when we're chayshish, that we not when we're chayshish, when we make a bracha lebatala. So then we say Baruch Hashem Kavod Melech Yisrael Ein Avad to show that we're not being mezalzel in the Shem Hashem. If somebody makes a bracha lebatala, so in a way, I mean, saying that's be'etzem a zilzel in brachas and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you say Baruch Hashem Kavod Melech Yisrael Ein Avad to show that the bracha lebatala was inadvertent. It's not something that a person wants to do, to just make brachas levatala. So the indication over here, the pashut pshat, is that really it's a suffix if you're supposed to make the second bracha. So since the second bracha maybe is a bracha levatala, so quickly say Baruch Hashem Kavod Melech Yisrael Ein Avad, and that like kilu rectifies the second bracha. But does Acharonim say that that's not the case? You can't like make a bracha because maybe it's a bracha levatala, maybe it's not, and then say, oh, I'll say Baruch Hashem Kavod Melech Yisrael Ein Avad, and now everything's okay. Life doesn't work that way. If a person is misufik, if he can make a bracha, so there are klolim, safik derayz l'chuma, safik derabban l'kula, safik brachas l'hakel. There's all kinds of rules about which brachas we make and which brachas we don't make, but a person can't just go ahead and make brachas on a safik and say, I'll say Baruch Hashem Kavod Melech Yisrael Ein Avad and everything will be fine. No, that's not the case. And the Acharonim explain that we just say Baruch Hashem Kavod Melech Yisrael Ein Avad because, but not because of that. There's no chash of a bracha. In other words, if a person is going to say, oh, I'll take on the minig of the mechaber because I'm worried about a bracha levatala, that's not a reason to go ahead with that. There's no chash bracha levatala. For somebody who has the minig, he should keep the minig. And for somebody who has the other minig, he should keep that minig. And shalom al Yisrael. Yes, the best way to do it, different people have different minhagim, but I think the best way to do it is to put the tefillin shel roish on the head, loosely. In other words, right, you put it on your head and then you tighten it, you affix it, right? So before doing that tightening, adjusting, you just put it on your head loosely, holding it obviously so it doesn't fall. You make the bracha, then you tighten it, and as soon as it's steady and secure in place, then you say Baruch Hashem immediately once you've achieved that. Sivov, impaga b'shel roish tchila. Tzarech lahavir al oisa ha-mitzvah v'yaniach shel yad tchila v'achar kach shel roish. So this halacha, this is introducing a new halacha, which is that ein mavir nala mitzvah. If a person has multiple mitzvahs in front of him, so he's not allowed to bypass mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah B. Person always has to do the first mitzvah that is available to him. There are exceptions. Give a 3-hour shiur just on this subject of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. But relative to our discussion, there's a tefillin shel yad and there's a tefillin shel reish. And the tefillin shel yad is meant to be put on first and the tefillin shel reish is meant to be put on second, which means that a person should ensure that he sets up his routine such that he comes into contact with his shel yad first, right? He shouldn't come into contact with his shel roish first. Why? Because ein mavir and ala mitzvahs. I have two mitzvahs in front of me, shel yad and shel roish, by the way, in Sefer HaChinuch is brought as two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam brings it, I believe, as two separate mitzvahs. It's two separate mitzvahs. I'm sorry? Oh, so in the Chanami, it's good for a bar mitzvah drasha. Of if it's two mitzvahs, so why not make two brachas? Yeah, okay. But be that as it may, so a person should come into contact with his shel yad first, and then his shel roish, in order not to be over on ein mavir and ala mitzvahs. With that introduction, we can now understand this halacha. In paga b'shel roish tchila, if somebody, let's say, came into contact with his shel roish first, tzarech lahavir al oisa ha-mitzvah, he has to be over on the halacha of ein mavir in ala mitzvahs, and he has to be mavir in ala mitzvahs, v'yaniach shal yad chila v'yachakach hashal roish. And the reason is because it says, Rashi, the Mishnah Brewer explains in Sifkat and Chav Gimel, kevan d'chsiv b'kro mefurish di yad koidem, d'mitchila ukshartem v'hadar l'tay tafais, right? First it says ukshartem l'ois al yadecha, and then it says v'hayu l'tay tafais bein einecha. So it's explicit in the pasuk that this is the way you have to do it. So lafikach ein mashgichin al avaras ha-mitzvah. That's why the klal of ein mavirin al ha-mitzvahs It's not a deiraisa. If somebody is over on Mavir and Alamitzvahs, we don't give him Malkus, right? He wasn't over in Issa deiraisa. It's just Mishum Kavod HaMitzvah, the way that Chazal said a person should conduct oneself is that Ein Mavir and Alamitzvahs. A person should do the first mitzvah that comes his way. But if there's a situation like this where it has to be done in this order, so then he has to do it in that order. And if you're over on Ein Mavir and Alamitzvahs, you're over on Ein Mavir and Alamitzvahs. Nothing you can do about it. But you can't ignore the tzivui of the Torah to do it first A and then B, because Chazal said don't pass B in order to do A, right? So one has to always have their priorities straight. There could sometimes be conflicting halachic requirements, and one has to know which one takes precedence over the other. So the Mechaber is speaking out over here that putting on the Shel Yad before putting on the Shel Rosh takes precedence over the rule of Ein Mavirin al Hamitzvahs. Se'if Zayin. Yevorech lehaniach lehaniach bekometz tachas ha'hei. Some people say lehaniach. It's incorrect. Mechaber says it should be lehaniach with a kometz tachas ha'hei v'loy bepatach ubedogish. V'loy bepatach ubedogish. Okay, I don't know. I mean, I know what v'loy bepatach means. I'm not sure about the dogish part. Ches. Kol ha-mitzvahs mevarach aleim over la'asiyasim. This is what we spoke about previously. All mitzvahs, a person makes the bracha prior to doing the mitzvah. Pirush koidem. Meaning before he does the mitzvah. Vayavar sakushi pirish rots vehiktim lefanav. Means he ran, right? Vayavar means that he ran ahead of him. So oiver la'asiyasan means ahead of the asiyah of the mitzvah. Lefikach tzarech levarach ala tefillah shel yad, achar hanocha ala kiboyris. Right? So he's now revisiting what we discussed a moment ago. I think it was in Sif Hey or Vav, right? That first one puts the Tfilah Shel Yad on the muscle, Koidem Kshirasam, before tightening them, Shekshirasan Zuhi Asiyasan. What's the mitzvah? When one is being Mekayim mitzvahs, Hanochas Tfilah Shel Yad, when is the Asiyah of the mitzvah? So it's when he tightens that loop. Right? When the person makes that, what's called a kshira, so that's the asiyas ha-mitzvah, and the person has to make the bracha before doing the mitzvah. Some people, you look around shul, you see some people don't know this halacha, and they'll tighten it first, and then they'll make the bracha. And that's mamish not correct. The person has to first, he can get it, you know, like we were saying before, right? He can get it into a position where he can immediately... He should get it into a position where he can immediately make the kshira. By Sfarad, it's much easier than Ashkenaz, but by Ashkenaz, you do it with your thumb. You can stick it in there and pull. It's hard to demonstrate without a real demonstration, but when he's ready to tighten it, that's when he should make the bracha. The emes is that there are those that say that even until you make the kshira on the shel yad, at the end of the wrapping on the palm, one hasn't completed the mitzvah. But the pashtus is that what it means is that there's a tchilas asiyas ha-mitzvah and there's a siyum asiyas ha-mitzvah. So the mechaber over here is talking about the tchilas asiyas ha-mitzvah. But you are pointing out something very accurate, which the mechaber will bring later, I think in Sif Chav Ches, b'shem the Rosh, that until one has wound the ritzua around his arm a couple of times in such a manner that it's now secure and it's not going to fall off. Until then, one really hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah. So what he means over here when he says is shekshirasan zuhi asiyasan, he means that that's the beginning of the kiyum mitzvah. Agav v'chein b'shel roish koydem shemahadkan b'roish. This is what we said before, right? When making the bracha on the shel roish, it should be done before one tightens it on his head. But here as well, some people, you see them holding the tefillin and they're making the bracha already. It's mamish not correct. That's what's called in halacha, over the over. Right? The bracha has to be made over la'asiyasan, and the achrenim say, v'loy over the over. right? But not before, not two steps before, but immediately before. In other words, bracha should be made as soon as possible to the Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's, one should minimize to the greatest extent possible any hefsek or breathing space between the bracha and the Asiyas HaMitzvah. Tes, very important halacha. Aser lehafsik b'dibur vein tefillah shel yad letefillah shel reish. It's aser to make a hefsek between the tefillah shel yad, tefillah shel reish. So halacha also, some people are not careful enough about this. They don't chap that it's mamish. It's a very serious thing. This is one of the things that they would send people back from the milchama for, is if somebody would speak between tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel reish. Person has to not be mafsik at all between tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel reish. As a matter of fact, again, we'll see more of this in Sif Chav Ches, but there are those, or Moshe Feinstein was nag this way, that he would put on the Tefillah Shel Yad, he would rap only two or three times, and he would immediately put on the Shel Rosh, because since the Hemshech of the putting on of the Shel Yad is not necessary, like we said before, once it's secure, Be'etzem Yimekayim the Mitzvah, so there's a chash to say that everything else is a Hefzik, and maybe you should put on the Tefillah Shel Rosh right away. And that's the Shita of the Rosh, and that's how Rabbi Moshe was Nayig. Most people are not Nayig that way, but the point is, I'm just trying to bring out the point, I'm not saying people should change the minig. I'm just trying to bring out the point that a person needs to minimize as much as possible any hefsek between the Tefillah Shel Yad and the Tefillah Shel Rosh, and certainly not Bedibur. Also, the hefsek Bedibur between Tefillah Shel Yad and Tefillah Shel Rosh, Vim hefsek, and if one did make a hefsek, Mevarech al shel reish al mitzvah tefillin. Because remember, according to the Mechaber, ordinarily one does not make a bracha on the tefillah shel reish. But says the Mechaber, if one was mafsik between the tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel reish, that would require one to make a bracha on the tefillah shel reish. Says the Ramah, well, it didon denayeg in levarech shtei brachas. What about us? We make two brachas anyway. So I would think that's great. If I'm an Ashkenazi, and I make two brachas, so I have an out, right? I can put on my tefillah shel yad, go have a coffee, come back and put on my tefillah shel reish. Two mitzvahs, right? So what's the big deal? Says the Ramban, absolutely not. The Ramban says, don't think that if you're an Ashkenazi, you're off the hook. And if you made a bracha, well, I make a bracha of al mitzvahs anyway, right? The Mechaber said that for a Sfaradi who ordinarily doesn't make the bracha of al mitzvahs, so if you mafsik between the tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel reish, now you have to make a bracha of al mitzvahs. Says the Ramah, so I would think, great, so if I'm an Ashkenazi, I could just be mafsik because I'm making al mitzvahs anyway. Says the Ramah, nothing doing. If an Ashkenazi is mafsik, he would have to go and make two brachas on the Shel Reish. He'd have to make another bracha la'aniach and the bracha of al mitzvahs. That's what the Ramah says. Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if someone is in this situation, so he really should try and move the Shel Yad also. In other words, again, just to clarification. Person put on the Shel Yad and he was mafsik before he put on the Shel Reish. He's an Ashkenazi. He's not like the Ramah. So says the Ramah, what should he do now? Before putting on the Shel Reish, he should make two brachas. He should make a bracha la'aniach and a bracha of al mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, but really, that's quite a, you know, undertaking. A person, it's not so poshut to go ahead and to make two brachas on the Shel Reish when you already made the Lahaniach a minute ago, or less than a minute ago, on your Shel Yad. So the Mishnah Berurah says that what you really should do is move the Shel Yad out of place, make the bracha, put it back in place, and then put on the Shel Reish. But obviously the best thing is not to be mafsik at all. Halacha Yud, Imsach Letzarech Tefillin. What about if the person, his hefsek between the Shel Yad and the Shel Reish was Letzarech Tefillin? In other words, you can have different situations. Person puts on a Shel Yad, his phone rings, he looks at it, he sees it's his wife, he picks up the phone. Right? So that's a hefsek. Avada, that's what we're talking about, right? He has to make now two brachas on the shel roish if he's an Ashkenazi, one bracha on the shel roish if he's a Sephardi. But what if he didn't get a phone call from his wife? He needed something relative to his tefillin. Let's say his tefillin fell down and he's an older person. It's hard for him to pick it up. So he says to somebody, can you please pick up my shel roish for me? So he's not speaking about the ball game last night. He's speaking letzayrich tefillin. Einai chayzer umavarach. So such a person does not have to make one bracha on the shel roish according to the Mechaber and two brachas according to the Ramah. Such a person doesn't have to do anything extra than he ordinarily would do. Because this is a general klal that a hefsek letzayrich the davar is letzayrich the dvar mitzvah is always going to be mutter, right? As everybody knows, before you cut your challah, whatever, it's 100% mutter to say to somebody, please pass the salt. Because that's letzayrich the kiyum mitzvah. So any dibur that's letzayrich the kiyum mitzvah, you have this by bedikas chametz. You have this by kvias mezuzah, right? A person is putting up, let's say, six mezuzahs in a row. He's not allowed to be mafsik between each mezuzah, right? Because the bracha, he makes one bracha, he puts up all the mezuzahs at once. The bracha goes on all the mezuzahs, so he's not allowed to be mafsik, but he's allowed to say to somebody, can you please hand me the nails? Can you pass me the tape? Whatever it may be. Anything that's letzarech the mitzvah is always going to be mutter, and it's not considered a hefsik at all. Because the pshat of a hefsik, part of a hefsik, is hesach hadas. But over here, it's even more than hesach hadas. And any hefsik at all is be'etzem problematic. But something that's letzayrich the dvar mitzvah is not called a hefsik at all. Im shama kadosh kedusha bein tefilah shel yad letefilah shel roish. Very common scenario. A person is putting on his tefillin, and he came a drop late, and they're saying kadosh at the beginning of Pesukah de Zimra. So what's he supposed to do? He put on his shel yad, and all of a sudden everybody's saying Yehesh Mei Rabba. Lo yafsik lanes imayim, says the Mechaber, he should not be mafsik to answer. El sheisik v'shemeya u'mechavin l'mashayimim. He should keep quiet. He should listen to what they're saying, and that's it. He can't talk. The Mishnah Berurah says even to answer amen on. Let's say you're putting on your tefillin, and there's a guy standing next to you, also putting on his tefillin, right? You're in Masas Mordechai, you have the table out there right outside the shtiblach. There's 50 people putting on the tefillin at the same time, right? So you put on your shel yad, you finish putting on your shel yad, and all of a sudden you hear the guy next to you just makes an Hashem, and says, you're not allowed to tefillin. You're allowed to answer amen? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, you're not allowed to answer amen. Can't be mafsik, because that's not letzayrich the mitzvah, right? For your kiyum mitzvah tefillin, there's no tzarech for you to make a bracha. Okay, so we made it till Yud Aleph.